Kevin Hales, I know you murdered your mate.
And only be able to hear the name of that cop killer.
Suspected cop killer.
Suspect? He confessed.
Or was forced to confess.
You asked about that bastard cop killer, Kevin Hales. I can't find a trace of him anywhere. Not at Pentonville or the Scrubs. Might have been found out to a nick. Coppers inside are high risk.
Well, not a trace. Don't you find that suspicious?
Welcome, Brother Hunt.
I had to join, even though it sickens me to the pit of my stomach. In the words of Marlon Brando, you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
If you trust me, Alex, we can go home together.
Please, if I can disappear, you can help me! Please, I want to go home!
You and me, Bowles, we're a team, fighting the rot together.
These things are never going to replace a good old-fashioned typewriter.
What's it saying?
ETA or something? No, I thought I knew what that meant, but it's gone. I forgot.
The monitor reads, crash team standing by, ETA 2 minutes. Alex is in her apartment watching TV.
Can you guess what this one is?
It's Tony Hart painting.
Something large, I think.
She switches it off and gets up, but receives a shock to her chest.
Morph, aren't you going to help Alex?
The animated character, Morph, appears on the TV.
Please. Please help me.
Morph presses a pair of defibrillator paddles to the screen, and Alex is thrown backwards.
Come on, Morph, let's try again.
He shakes his head.
Why not?
Please. Please listen to him. Please don't stop trying.
What do you mean she's given up fighting?
Please don't give up on me.
Morph turns into a ball, then stretches out into a thin strip which pulses into jagged lines like a heart monitor.
No, don't stop trying to save me. Please don't let me die.
It flatlines.
My name is Alex Drake. I've been shot and that bullet's taken me back in time. Now I'm lost in 1982. And all I can do is fight and search and stay alive. Because somehow, I will find a way home.
BBC, Ashes to Ashes. Starring Philip Glenister, Keely Hawes, Dean Andrews, Marshall Lancaster and Montserrat Lombard. Co-created by Ashley Farrow and Matthew Graham. Written by Nicole Taylor.
Kevin Hales has been in Belmarsh, Pentonville, Wandsworth, and Scrubs. He gets moved around every couple of days.
So is the Alan Wicker of remand prisoners. What does that prove?
Well, it proves that someone doesn't want him to be found, doesn't it?
We're here to see Kevin Hales.
Well, you won't be seeing him today.
Says who?
Says him. That's Hales there.
Hold up.
Jean unzips a body bag being carried out of the prison.
Hanged himself.
Did nobody try and stop him?
They're too late. Health and safety, you know. No running down the corridors.
In his office, Jean tips out a bag full of evidence regarding Kevin Hales. He reads through a handwritten letter. A man with a bushy moustache barges into the police station, followed by a young girl.
I want to see your DCI.
He's reviewing the evidence at the moment. I'm D.I. Drake. Perhaps I can help you.
I would like to see your DCI.
Bloody hell, what's that stink?
Ray looks inside a box the man has brought in. It contains a maggot-infested dead rabbit, which causes Chris to vomit.
Come, put your head between your legs. All right, Chris.
Mr. Patterson runs a commercial lab.
Go get him a glass of water.
Uses animals for research.
Very thoughtful of you to bring a sample of your work.
You think it's funny my daughter came running downstairs this morning and found this on our doorstep? It's Charlotte's birthday. She opened it thinking it was a present.
Maybe she should have asked for the bike.
I came to see you weeks ago. And you told me...
Yes, to keep vigilant and tell us about any dodgy-looking mail.
Which I did. Now they know where I live.
I can assure you, Mr. Patterson, there's been no intelligence to say any sort of attack has been planned.
Intelligence? Here's some intelligence. There's a new vivisections bill going through on Friday. Surprise, surprise, that's brought all the loonies out in force. I want protection. Couple of guys, round the clock.
Hey, you can't hire us by the hour. We're not Toms.
Or pedalos.
Yesterday, a suspicious-looking package. Today, this. God knows what those lunatics are going to bring to me tomorrow.
What did you do with the package?
What do you mean, what did I do with it? I sent it round here.
It's not very much. We'll keep a lookout for it, shall we? Oh, look, there's the postie now. Eyebrow singed, leg hanging off, but hey, at least he's stopped bloody whistling.
This is unbelievable!
Mr. Patterson, they are trying to intimidate you, and you are giving in to them.
Come on, Charlotte.
Mr. Patterson leads his daughter away.
Chris, send a panda round. Keep an eye on his house.
Panda?
Ray, get rid of Bugs Bunny and roll your sleeve down. You look like you're about to milk a cow.
I should have phoned the RSPCA.
It's a bit late for that, you twonk.
Gov, can I have a word?
Luigi's.
Kevin Hales was not suicidal.
Thank you, Miss Marple.
Oh, wake up, Gov. We asked Matt for a meeting with Hales. A couple of days later, he disappears, and a couple of weeks later, he's dead.
Detective superintendents don't go about having junior officers kill Bonnie.
But the closer we get to the centre of this, the more the evidence just seems to melt away.
1 + 1 = 48, Max. Bentley's not a murderer.
As they walk across the car park, a motorcyclist wearing a balaclava speeds past, skids to a halt, then accelerates towards Mr. Patterson and his daughter. The driver hurls a can at their feet, which bounces, then explodes into a ball of flame.
Oh, my God!
Jean and Alex rush over.
Charlotte! Charlotte!
Charlotte is unconscious and badly burnt. A news report.
A little girl is critically ill in hospital today after a homemade bomb was hurled from the...
Someone has got that envelope. He sent it yesterday, so it must have come in this morning. What's this?
This is stuff he sent in weeks ago. There's nothing coming today.
Get back onto the postal.
Bomb fragments have been sent off for analysis. Should be back early next week.
Oh, brilliant.
That's a list of paid-up members of the anti-vivisection front and stop the animal cruelty.
Thanks, Chris.
Post room definitely haven't got it good, but they're wondering if they should be evacuating.
They cordoned off the old front. I haven't been able to get back in. Anyone out for a curly whirly? Sorry. You all right?
Yeah. Right as rain.
Chaz, have you come across any correspondence forwarded by Nigel Patterson?
I picked up the post on my way in.
A package for Mr. Nigel Patterson with a line through the address.
I don't open it. There could be anthrax in there or more explosives. Something called special branch.
Listen, Dolly, I have just seen a little girl get blown up like a firework right in front of my face. I do not need special branch to tell me how to open a bloody envelope.
He pulls out a note.
There's going to be 6 attacks in the next 3 days. Bastards. Bastards. Right, phone your birds, phone your mum, tell you won't be on for tea.
Oh, go!
Shut it! Nobody leaves here, nobody empties their bladder or evacuates their bowels until I say so. Is that clear?
Yes, go. Yes, go.
Gene slams his office door.
Rights groups have spoken out against the bill, accusing the government of promoting a charter for cruelty.
Right, we're looking for a loony cell. Some wacko on the fringes of the mainstream movement. If they go in for 6 attacks before the vote on Friday, we're looking at 2 hits a day, possibly with 1 this afternoon. Chris, start interviewing anybody who's been vocal in opposing the bill. Raimondo, I want you to start arranging cover for possible targets. Shaz, black coffee for 25.
Do you think we should issue a warning?
Saying what? 1 attack down, 5 to go.
Any journos phone up, tell them that this was an isolated incident. There's no point in putting a fear of God into the public, not until we've made progress.
Tens of thousands of signatures on these petitions. Maybe the English really do prefer animals to people.
It's not the English, it's the posh. And look at some of the names on there. Virginia Hazelgrave, Geraldine Wellcroft Bell, poshos. They're the ones that join these animal rights groups.
So?
Hello, Virginia. Did you happen to throw a bomb off the back of a motorcycle today? Oh, you didn't. Maybe I'll hang on the phone until you ask Gerald.
Mum, Gov. Violent attacks on vivisectionists are rare on British soil. The most recent was in 1975.
What is this, Jack and Ori?
Go on, Chris.
When a homemade bomb was thrown from a moving car, killing a researcher. Gov, it's the same MO.
Well, who's the bomber?
Name's Robin Elliott. He's been held in Fellhurst.
Not for much longer. Says he needs on hunger strike.
protesting the bill.
At Philhurst Prison.
Twice in one day, let's hope this one's still breathing.
Robin Elliott's the only animal rights extremist ever to be convicted of murder. At his trial, he made a speech comparing vivisectionists to Nazis. He certainly knows how to work the publicity machine.
Do you think he can scale prison walls as well?
40 days, without so much as a cup of tea. Internal organs cracking up one by one.
The warden opens the cell to let Jean and Alex in. A frail-looking old man slowly stands.
Would you like to sit down? Jean Hunt, Metropolitan Police. Someone threw a homemade bomb at a vivisectionist today, only it missed him. Got his 8-year-old daughter. Seems you're an inspiration to someone, Mr. Elliott. Any idea who? Who are you?
I'm D.I. Alex Drake.
Alex, do you believe there's a difference between the moral status of humans and the moral status of animals? This is a police inquiry into an attempted murder, not radio sodding four.
Tell me something. If your argument is so persuasive, why do you have to throw bombs out of car windows?
Because fear closes down labs. Not arguments, fear. That's what happened 7 years ago. And you'll see the same thing will happen again. That's my legacy. That's what I'm leaving behind. And the only thing you'll be leaving behind will be a nasty smell. New laws are coming in that are gonna shit all over your statue. That bill will never become law.
You think starving yourself will stop it?
Not exactly Bobby Sands, are you? I mean, I don't see you on the news every night. Public have had a belly full of hunger strikers. Perhaps. But there are other ways of bringing the cause to wider attention. Bombs, arson, assassination. That's three, but I'm sure there are more. Do you know who did this? Fine.
Jean bangs on the door and the warden lets him out. Alex stays in the room alone with Robin.
I saw you count six on your hands. Why did you do that? Is that the number of attacks that are planned? You know, an 8-year-old girl was almost burnt alive today. She was on her way to her birthday party.
Do you have any children, Alex? You do, I think.
One little girl.
You don't sound very sure. I can feel something from you, Alex. The sadness. You're physically present, but really, you're elsewhere. I understand, because I am too. I'm playing the piano, same piece, over and over and over again, until it's perfect.
You know, you sound to me like someone who wants to live.
Everyone wants to live, Alex. But who are we to decide who's worth being saved?
Alex looks affected by his words. The door swings open and Jean marches in with a can of cola and a bundle of newspaper. He dumps the newspaper on the table in front of Robin and unwraps it. Inside are some fish and chips.
Mmm.
Alex looks appalled as Jean tucks into the fish and chips, then takes a glug of cola.
Who did this?
Robin whimpers as Jean torments him with the food.
Who did this?
Robin gives Jean a cold, calm look.
We have enslaved the rest of creation.
Jean leaps up.
You should be in Broadmoor.
He pushes Robin's face into the pile of fish and chips. Jean and Alex return to the station.
Sean knows something.
He had his chance to tell us what.
Guthrie, been down to Nigel Patterson's lab.
Anybody dodgy on a payroll?
Checked it all out, it's all legit.
He knew that more attacks had been threatened and he knew how many. That hasn't even been released to the press yet.
Guthrie, these are Elliot's telephone records, correspondence records and visitor lists for the last 7 years.
He's a popular bastard, isn't he?
Yeah, I spoke to the governor. He doesn't see anybody, he doesn't make or accept telephone calls, he doesn't even send in the letters.
Who's Lillian Bloom?
It's his old mum. She died 3 months ago.
So much for controlling herself from the inside.
Gov, I think he knows where the other targets are. We just have to keep him alive and we have to keep him talking.
Well, whatever he knows or doesn't know, he ain't the bloke who threw that bomb today. And that, D.I. Drake, is who I'm trying to find. Preferably before he strikes again.
Alex enters the kitchen, where two cleaners are chatting.
Can't get those marks out.
One of the cleaners starts to speak with a strange voice.
I just did that, yeah, but without the elbow grease. Doing it again won't make any difference.
There's no brain activity. She's clinically dead, Mike. It's not going to work.
Now you listen to me. My brain is not dead. It might have slowed, but it hasn't stopped. Please, please keep trying. You all right, love?
Alex walks away, leaving the cleaners looking confused.
Now, I know you've been working all night, but Robin could be the key. We need to find a friend, a girlfriend, some significant relationship. I need to find out who he was.
There's so many possible targets.
31 labs just in London. All the medical ones and all the ones that test consumer goods.
Well, like tellies?
No, makeup, washing powder, pesticides, food additives.
Jean throws away Ray's mirror.
Sorry, is this an incident room and a makeup counter at Kendall's?
7 years bad luck, that.
Well, as opposed to the run of good fortune we're currently enjoying with no new leads and another attack due in a matter of hours. So raise your ruddy game, you lot.
Jean, can I have a word? All right, Ray.
Daisy Skelton, Fenchurch East.
This Kevin Hales business. I'm keen to avoid a protracted investigation. Very bad for morale.
Sir?
Hales' custody record. For some reason, the fact that he was a potential suicide wasn't noted while he was in your charge. Since he clearly was, we may as well set the matter straight now. Appreciate it, Jean. We're brothers now, as well as colleagues. So if I can do anything for you, you only have to ask.
Jean looks down at the custody record. Once Mac's gone, Alex enters the office.
What did he say?
He wants me to make a note in Kevin Hales' custody record that he was a potential suicide risk. Close down any investigation.
Mum, I can't find anything about a girlfriend. There's an old lodger in London or a relative in the hall.
Give me the lodger's address, Chris.
Robin Elliott is in jail. He has no contact with the outside world. Would you like me to tattoo that onto my testicles and wiggle them about in front of you just in case you're inclined to forget?
Look, something about Robin really bothered me, Gov. And right now, he's the only lead we've got.
Ringing a doorbell.
His name's Jeremy. He was Robin's lodger in 1975.
Please, take a seat.
You're a psychiatrist.
Psychoanalyst.
Right. Mr. Holmes, we're investigating the attempted murder of a vivisectionist.
Yes, I've read about it. It was awful.
It's a copycat crime to the one Robin Elliott carried out 7 years ago.
It's the first thing I thought about. Is he not still in prison?
Oh, please, Shaz, can we do it with the lights on?
We think he knows who did it and that more attacks are imminent. He could help us, but I need to find a way to appeal to him, something he'll respond to.
You're a psychologist.
You know, just a simple humanising detail. Piano music, you know. He told me he likes piano music.
Something wrong?
No. Just brings back memories. And what he did, it was a long time ago, but it was traumatic. He had a cheap room to rent out close to where I was finishing my studies. It was a bit nuts, but, you know, it was the 70s. Everyone had a court. I never imagined.
Any girlfriends? Friends? Significant relationships?
None that I can remember. Just his mother. If you want to know what he was like as a man, to be honest, that's about as much as I can tell you.
Then what if he were your patient?
If he were my patient?
Hmm.
I'd probably diagnose narcissistic personality disorder.
Sorry, come again.
He had a wildly exaggerated sense of his own importance. As if only he knew the truth.
Sounds familiar.
Do you really think he knows something?
Oh, without a doubt. I was wondering if you would come with me to interview him. I mean, not be in the room, but it would just be so much easier if somebody was there who knows him, who could maybe filter through what he says.
Yes, of course, if you think it would help.
That's amazing, that is. But not for beginners.
So when you, who holds it up?
It should stay up itself.
Mm, the book.
Oh, I don't know.
Come.
Chris steals the sex guide book.
Viv!
Go.
Anything new coming in?
There's some vegetarians waiting to be interviewed.
I'm going to force feed her some oxtail soup till I get back. Like you two, make your own way back to the station.
Hey. Join a library.
I'll post it back.
Room for a couple in here.
I'm not going on that puffmobile.
I don't mind escorting the old quattro back off.
That's very nice of you, Ray. Then you won't mind escorting the bus. Oi. How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb?
Psychoanalysts.
Christ.
At the prison.
This is rather unsettling. I haven't seen the man for 7 years and suddenly he's a few feet away from me. It's rather bringing it all back.
So how much do you charge for listening to this?
You're going back.
I wonder if the public ought to be warned.
Warned? Is that what you want, Robin? Your name in the papers?
My name? But I'm in
here. How could I be behind all this?
Robin's holding a wristwatch.
Where's your daughter, Alex?
I would hope she's at school.
What time did she go to bed last night? What time did you get her up to school?
Why are you asking me this?
What colour are her eyes?
You know, I can't remember.
I wonder, Alex, when was the last time you saw her?
You know, I think you're trying to create intimacy between us by referring to something personal. So tell me, do you miss your mother?
Not as much as calves and lambs miss theirs when they're taken away as soon as they're born.
Don't hide behind doctrine, Robin. I'm asking you a question.
To be fattened and slaughtered.
Do you miss?
And packaged and sold.
Do you miss?
Like they were never living things.
Do you miss your mother? You know, even as you dehumanize yourself, you want to humanize me. I think there's still a spark in you. A spark that wants to reach out to other people, perhaps, to be saved.
Look around you, Alex. There's so much suffering.
And what about your suffering? All life is precious. Every single second of it. And you felt that once. I saw when you remembered playing the piano, you remembered what that felt like. I can tell you now, Robin, that your death, more deaths, will achieve absolutely nothing.
Marches, sit-ins, and petitions. What have they achieved?
Things will change. There'll be happy cows and free range and a total ban on vivisection for cosmetics. That's the future, Robin.
No, Alex. In the future, they'll clone animals.
How do you know that? How could you possibly know that? Is it you? Did you send me the roses?
What's she on about?
He's a fantasist. A bog standard psychopath seeking attention from a bit of skirt.
I think you might be right.
What do you know? What do you know about me? What do you know about my daughter? Please tell me. If you know something, please help me, because I have to remember.
Robin looks at the watch.
I'm tired now, Alex.
Jean and Jeremy remove the headphones they've been wearing as Alex emerges from the interview room.
Right, I'm going back to base. Even Sigmund Freud thinks you're wasting your time.
What about all that stuff about the future?
These Nostradamus fantasies are very much part of his own self-image. He thinks of himself as someone of higher powers, as a seer.
He keeps looking at his watch. I think he's waiting for something. I think he's waiting for the next attack.
Okay, go back in there, tell him you're done and walk out. Call his bluff. He's got something to say. He'll say it.
A prison guard opens the door to the interview room, and Alex rejoins Robin.
I've come to say goodbye.
You get what you came for.
Thank you for your time, Robin.
Allied City Bank. Essex Road. 2 o'clock. I'm afraid you haven't got very long.
Let's go! Now!
How do we know he's telling the truth?
We don't, but if it's happening, it is happening now, and we've got 10 minutes to get there.
The coupe races through the streets.
Bomb squad heading to Allied City Bank on Essex Road, over.
Clear the bank, get it swept, get everybody out of the shops!
We're not gonna make it.
Gov, there's been another attack. Not the bank. Lab assistant shot at University Science Lab.
Lying bastards fed us the wrong target.
Oh, shit.
Jean throws the car into a handbrake turn, then they drive off in the opposite direction. Smoke comes from the tyres as they take a corner at speed. They arrive at a university building where a marked police car and an ambulance are already parked.
I'm sorry, I really thought he knew where the targets were.
The only thing he knows is how to waste police time. He's no use to anyone. He's better off dead.
Alex and Jean head along a corridor.
No problem. Okay.
In a lab, there's a caged monkey on a table. A young woman with a leg injury is being wheeled away by the ambulance crew, and a wall is daubed with the words, Enslavers of Creation.
Hammer and Spock said if they didn't get a hospital quick, she'd lose that leg.
Robin said that.
Probably lifted from the bumper book of terrorist quotes. What else? Paint's leaked. You'll have chucked the can. Mind you, might get some dabs off it. Right, let's get looking.
Chris smiles as he looks at some caged dogs.
Oh. Me and Shaz might get a plant.
Alex has followed the sound of the piano into the Department of Music. Robin's words come back to her as she opens the door to one of the rooms.
I'll tell you where I am. I'm playing the piano. Same piece, over and over and over again, until it's perfect to the very last note.
Lolly!
Piano music. Robin talked to me about piano music, but it wasn't a memory, it was a clue. He knew that the lab was going to be the next target, and the slogan
was... Shut up. We found the can.
Oh, this is Shaz's jacket. She's going to kill me.
You're wearing a bird's clothes?
The shooter. I'll have green arms.
Today a jacket, tomorrow a blouse.
You won't mind me when I'm angry.
Wait! Oi! Stop! Go! Get in the room! Oi! Stop, police!
Jean, Chris, Ray and Alex all chase the man who's running from the building.
Oi!
They pursue him across the university campus. The man, who's wearing a denim jacket and peaked cap, dashes into the union bar. The bar's packed.
Bloody students.
No security exits.
Don't tell them he's got a gun. You'll panic them.
Jean turns off a TV and opens some curtains.
Right. Jean Hunt, Metropolitan Police. We're looking for a scruffy, scrawny bastard wearing a stonewashed denim jacket.
There he is, there. You've got him.
Chris.
Oh, trouble in the trouser department.
Soldier, if I see that again, I will confiscate it.
Sorry, Mum.
OK, I want all the men on that side of the room, all the women over there. We'll need to check your pockets, bags, coats.
And hands.
The man we're looking for is an anti-vivisectionist. He's also the chief suspect in yesterday's terror attack. You may have seen it on the news.
Yeah, that's that short programme between the Magic Roundabout and Play School.
Yes.
Miss, can I go to the toilet?
You lot, mush.
Jean commandeers a band's microphone and holds it up to an amp.
I have been awake now for over 50 hours, and there is nowhere I would rather be less than in here with you lank-haired, four-eyed spongers. Now, somewhere in this room, someone has got a gun and could be about to put a bullet into one of your over-fluffed brains. Now, I want all men on this side of the room and all women over there, and you, anywhere you like.
Presently, Alex is questioning one of the male students.
And where were you this afternoon?
Where were we?
Sorry, what do you think this is? University Challenge? He asked you a question, not him.
Can you empty your pockets, please, mate? Yeah.
A young woman hands Chris a leaflet with her telephone number on it.
ABC party, what's that?
Anything but clothes? Oh, there's a Vickers and Tarts in the Southern Union.
I'm a mature student.
What position do you take on animal cruelty?
I'm against it. I think it's wrong. Well, like them PG Tips ads, some of them monkeys in dresses are actually blokes. Well, not blokes, male monkeys. In dresses. It's not natural.
Right, you lot, off you go.
Jean speaks to the young man behind the bar.
Scotch. Scotch. Double, no ice.
Is that standard? Drinking on the job.
What's your name?
Adrian.
Adrian what?
Adrian Mansfield.
Well, Adrian Mansfield, when I want your opinion, I will ask for it, smart ass. Now be a good boy and get me a scotch.
Jean releases his grip on Adrian, then waits for him to return with the drink.
50 pence. 50 pence.
Jean throws a pound note on the counter, and Adrian rings it up.
Are you a bit old to be a student?
I'm part-time, so it takes a bit longer. I've got to work. I don't have a trust fund like most of them do.
No, I don't have a trust fund neither, so I'll be having that 50 pence change.
Adrian gives it to him.
What do you study?
Philosophy.
What a relief to know, Adrian, that while I'm out there catching scum, you're in here pondering a bigger question.
Jean knocks the whiskey back. He's about to leave when he notices a greenish residue on the 50 pence coin. Later, Ray, Chris and Alex are with Adrian in an interview room.
Sweat and steel. You thought you got it all off your hands before you start setting up the bar. But as soon as you put the change in the till, the hand-to-metal contact came off on the coin.
Philistine.
Oh, thanks very much.
Can you empty your pockets, please, mate?
Adrian ignores him.
Raimondo?
Alex watches impassively as Ray restrains Adrian and Chris empties out his pockets.
A to Z. Very flash.
If it's a gift.
Motorbike license. Very handy for chucking bombs off the back of motorbikes.
Yeah, that course you're on must be very flexible. A bombing yesterday, a shooting today. We were expecting another little attack this afternoon. But funny enough, because you're in here, it didn't happen.
Right. You've had your phone call, cup of tea. Let's get down to it, shall we? Where were you around noon yesterday?
university. I was working.
Bar doesn't open till 2. That's what time you opened it today. Why would your presence be required at 12 yesterday?
Who saw you there? Who were you with before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon?
Oh, I found the city digs.
Is it a crime you read a book?
Who gave you this?
No one gave me it. Are you going to keep me here all night?
Well, let's see. You're an animal rights sympathiser who sweats green paint. I think we're just about time for going home.
Well, go home. Take the book and read it, and it'll blow to pieces how you see the world.
What do you mean?
The working class are bled for profit. So are animals. Only the animals have got it so much worse. They're part of the power struggle. And once you see that...
Max throwing darts at the dartboard in Jean's office.
Jean, I'm afraid I'll have to press you for those Hales papers.
Well, what with everything that's been going on, sir, I actually...
All that's required is a small amendment together with your signature.
To tell the truth, sir, I don't remember Kevin Hales being suicidal. Also, he wasn't drunk. So for that reason, I think we should allow an investigation to run its own course.
No, I don't think so, Jean. I don't think that's the best approach.
Mac throws a dart.
Another attack today?
Yes, and I've got someone in custody, sir.
No doubt. I'm sure you're feeling the pressure to tidy this up. I should be frank, Jean. I know you appreciate frankness. A child almost died on your doorstep. Once you become associated with something like that, it becomes much more difficult to be seen as a safe pair of hands.
Jean, I'm not sure that's fair, sir.
Fair or unfair, you understand, Jean. The public needs a DCI it can trust. Just leave those papers on my desk.
Mac goes, leaving Jean looking uneasy. Alex to Adrian.
There's a man in jail who knows what your target was today.
What?
Robin gave you this book, didn't he?
Who's Robin? You're off your head. Interview paused. I need to go to the toilet.
Viv's escorting Adrian to the gents when Jean marches up and forcibly pushes Adrian into the toilets.
I didn't know I was living in a police state.
Did you not? Well, now you do. You just entered Jean Hunt country. Head of state, Jean Hunt. Chief of Justice, Jean Hunt. Executioner, Jean Hunt. Shit at football, would never win Eurovision, but can spot a terrorist gobshite from 100 yards away. So what are you planning for tomorrow? You're going to blow up another innocent child?
Innocent?
Yes. Innocent. Blameless, lacking culpability. Free of wrongdoing, the exact opposite of you.
Jean punches him in the belly.
And what about monkeys?
Monkeys!
Aren't they innocent too? They're starved until they perform tasks. They get it wrong and they're electrocuted. Aren't they innocent as well?
Jean knocks him to the ground.
Where do you think you are, the Oxford Bloody Union? The only thing I want to hear out of you is, are you a solo act or is there some other nutter out there planning on something for tomorrow?
You're shitting yourself, aren't you?
Jean stomps him on the chest.
You're crapping your pants. Okay, okay. I'll tell you. There's thousands of us. A whole army. So you can keep me in here. You can batter me. But what are you going to do tomorrow?
Jean laughs and continues his assault. Alex and Viv join Chris and Ray at the toilet door.
Goes beating into wallpaper paste in there.
Break the door down.
You're joking, aren't you?
She's not joking.
Ray, I am your superior officer. Now you break that door down right now.
Ray charges the door and knocks it off its hinges. Adrian's cowering on the floor and Jean's bent over him. Jean decides against the punch he was about to deliver and straightens up.
Deaths in custody, very common now, apparently. Is that why Mac popped in? Brief you on his methods?
I need to know if he's on his own and that way works.
Oh. Does it? Does it? Was that working? Surely you can see that Adrian is not going to crack. I can see exactly what sort of suspect he is.
Young, defiant, brainwashed.
Yes, exactly. He's been radicalised. He is spouting somebody else's ideas. This is somebody else's crime.
Don't do this to me, Bolly. Do not mention that man's name.
Robin is masterminding this.
How? ESP? He doesn't see anybody. He doesn't talk to anybody. Exactly how is he doing it?
I don't know.
Why are you so obsessed with keeping him alive?
I think I can get exactly what we need. Just give me until tomorrow morning. Robin told me.
So that you can sit by his bed and wait until he gives you all the answers. What of a waste of an expensive education, eh? Dancing with the devil, he leads, you follow.
Robin is controlling this.
You, he's controlling you. I've got the bloke who did this 2 feet away, and you are chasing after a dead man.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead yet, Gene.
Go home, Bolly. You're no use to anyone.
Shaz hangs up the phone.
Mom? Prison governor called for you. Robin Elliott's still alive, but they've moved him to the prison hospital. They're giving him fluids, but he won't be well enough to talk to anyone till tomorrow.
Thanks, Jess.
Night, Mum. Hope you get some sleep.
The worldwide affection and support.
Oh.
Are you discluding the doctor?
Anyone? Is anybody out there?
The lights in Alex's apartment go out. The TV cuts out as well, and on the now blank screen, she sees the reflection of her daughter brushing her teeth at the kitchen sink.
Holly.
Alex stands and turns to face Molly, who's wearing a blue dressing gown. Suddenly, Molly's gone. She's been replaced by Robin, who's standing at the sink with blood in his mouth. A moment later, he's gone too, and the dismayed Alex stands looking around the empty apartment. Now, Alex is entering Robin's room at the prison hospital. There's a tube running from his nose, and she stares down at his pale face.
Probably. I wanted to help you. I think that you haven't been touched since your mother died. Maybe that's what this is. Physical pain is easier than the loneliness and the grief. I know what it's like to be separated from someone. I don't know what time my daughter went to bed. And I don't know what time that little girl got up. But I feel like you know that. So if you think that nobody cares whether you live or die, you are so wrong. So wrong. And who else is out there? Who else is doing this?
There's only one person. Just him and me.
Viv walks behind Jean as he goes into his office to answer the phone.
This better be good.
Yeah, he says there's only one person. Adrian's a lone operator. You've got him.
This come from Skeletor. How do we know he's not making it up? He's lied once, he could lie again.
He gave me the list of targets. Check out.
Adrian Zeta Z. These targets are all over London.
Chris! Adrian Mansfield A to Z in here.
He'll have marked them or turned down pages or something. If they're in there, then we'll know that Robin's telling the truth.
Tablets the chemist, Southwell Street.
Tablets the chemist, Southwell Street.
Let me help him.
Come on, hurry up.
Page you turned over, Gov.
Give us another.
Hill Road, Hainault.
Hill Road, Hainault.
It's also marked.
Target 5,
It's all right, Polly. I believe you.
Gov, do you think if I've saved some lives, that means I'm worth saving?
If you say so, I'll get your bony ass back here.
Gene's washing his hands in the toilets when Ray and Chris rush in.
Gov, reports of an arson attack on a shop in Southwell Street. Tablet's the chemist.
What?
Adrian's down in the cells, Robin's on his deathbed, so it can't be them.
Give me that. Bully!
Gov.
He lied to you.
Some monkey lovers just set fire to a chemist.
What?
He lied to you, Alex. Again.
No. No, he didn't. He wasn't lying. He wasn't.
Alex hurries down some stairs and makes her way back into Robin's room.
You said there was only one. One person. Now, who else is out there? You tell me. Tell me! Help me! Someone help me!
A doctor comes in.
Do something.
There really isn't anything we can do at this point.
But he wants to live. Just... please save him, please.
Multiple organ failure. He may want to live, but his body's given up.
Alex stares down at Robin with a sad expression, and the doctor turns off the heart monitor.
Approximate time of death, 07:12.
He pulls a bedsheet over the body. An orderly has entered the room and starts to pack away Robin's belongings from a side table. He puts them into a cardboard box. Alex walks over to the box and picks up a framed photograph of a grey-haired woman. She then looks at a book before turning her attention to a greetings card. There's an inscription on the inside which reads, "For 7 years." Alex remembers seeing an inscription on the inside cover of the sex guidebook Ray took from Jeremy's. Arriving at Jeremy's house, Alex walks past a woman who's watering some flowers at the front of the building. The front door is open, and Alex walks right into Jeremy's study. He's sitting at his desk, and her appearance startles him.
Jeremy.
Alex. What's up? Oh. I wondered where that had got to.
You said you'd had no contact with Robin. But you wrote this, and you wrote it recently.
What are you talking about, Alex?
Robin said there was one person. But it wasn't Adrian, was it? It was you. He didn't know Adrian. I think you were involved in 1975. I think you collaborated on the bombing, but only Robin went down. And he wanted something in return. Service to the cause you once believed in.
No. No.
Yes. Yes, Jeremy, stop the bill, and he wouldn't tell the police that you were involved in 75.
No?
He breaks down into sobs.
I didn't want to do this. He blackmailed me. He sent me a birthday card in January, hand-delivered by his mother. He said he wouldn't die until I did it.
Birthday cards. That's how you planned this.
There was nothing to plan, don't you understand? All the targets had been agreed 7 years ago, except Robin got caught after the first one.
Well, why didn't you go to the police?
And tell them what? That I'd murdered somebody in cold blood.
Look, listen to me, Jeremy.
Oh, don't patronise me, Alex.
Unlock the door, please. You were under pressure. He was blackmailing you.
Returning behind the desk, Jeremy takes a gun from a drawer and places it in front of him.
You don't have to do this. Talk to me. Tell me what happened.
Yes, talking's very effective, isn't it? That's all it takes, showing them a few videos, a few pictures. Giving them attention, flattering them, then they're under your spell.
Is that what happened with you and Robin? Is that what happened with you and Adrian?
I went down to the Union Bar. With my alma mater. We started chatting and I knew he'd do it. I just knew he reminded me of myself. And he turned out to be just like Robin!
I wanted this to be threats, Alex! No injuries, just threats!
It doesn't have to be like this.
Someone's trying to open the locked door. Jeremy puts a finger to his lips.
Darling, what is it?
Jean, Ray and Chris burst in.
There was no one in that shop. No one got hurt.
Well, aren't you one of the good guys?
Just put the gun down.
I'll do it.
Well, on you go, then.
Just put the gun on the table.
Well, better still, pull the trigger.
Just stop it, Gov!
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Now, look. I know that you don't want to die, Jeremy.
Robin crawls into your head. He talks like he can see inside you.
Yeah.
I just want to be free of him. I need to be free.
Jeremy, you're free of him. He died.
What? Stop lying. Don't lie to me.
Yes, he did. He died this morning.
No.
Ray grabs for the gun, but Jeremy gets a shot off. Jean's knocked Alex to the floor. She lies staring up at the ceiling.
They were stood there like lemons. The pleasure was all mine.
Jean helps Alex to her feet. Ray's taking Jeremy out in handcuffs when Chris hands Alex an A to Z with the monogrammed initials JH on the cover. Jean, Alex and the others return to the station.
Yeah. Nice one.
Oh, look, Rip Van Wanker. Hold on, Shaz.
Cheers, Gav.
What'd you do?
She went down Bond Street, took Adrian's A to Z back to the shop.
Each one's individually numbered and monogrammed, so they still had the order on file. Jeremy Hull's 20 Lake Street, Hampstead.
Right, go home, everyone. Go to the pub. Do what you like.
I'm going to the toilet and bursting.
You told us all not to go to the toilet until the case had been solved. That pranny must have took it literally.
Shaz has found the leaflet the student gave Chris.
Who's Mandy?
She is the most gorgeous thing you'll ever see on two legs. Not that that woofter would take any notice. He seems to love you more than life itself.
Is there any news about Charlotte?
As of this morning, she was sitting up asking when she can open her presents. How you doing, Mum?
Better now.
Alex sits down at her desk and is surprised to find a single red rose on it.
Who left this here?
Dunno, Mum. Secret admirer?
Chris returns and approaches Ray.
Ray, about this wedding, mate.
Do you want to be Chris's best man?
What? Do you want it, mate?
I do, yeah, but... Well, it's just not how I imagine being asked.
Chris?
Ray, do you want to be my best man?
Of course I do, mate. Of course I do. Delighted. Oh, I wish you both best. Oh, brilliant. Me, best man. Fantastic.
Jean's pouring himself a drink.
It's 9:40 in the morning. Thanks for coming to save me.
Never trust a man who owns a sex guide. There are some things you should know how to do without reading a manual.
You didn't Put this on my ear.
No, I bloody did not. What do you think I am, the milk tray man?
Get down. No. Of course not. No. Good. Right. Luigi's?
Yeah, I'll meet you down there.
Aren't you coming with me?
It's not a date, Polly.
As Alex leaves Jean's office, Mac comes in.
You didn't sign the papers. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Perhaps they could roll the celebrations into a bon voyage party.
Sorry, come again.
I'm transferring you, Jean. Plymouth, lovely part of the world, apparently. It's being processed now. Shouldn't take more than a fortnight. Congratulations again.
Mac goes. Alex joins the others in Luigi's.
Oh, I had a wash for 3 days. Hey, get away for that.
Oh, hey, come on, Luigi.
Now, close is closed. Open is open. When I'm closed, I'm not open.
Air fresheners, jumper off that petrol station raid off the M25. Champagne, Luigi, for everyone.
Why are you so happy today?
Just being alive, mainly.
She's gone all Pentecostal lately, all that saving me stuff.
Hey, to the best bunch of colleagues a girl could wish to have.
Oh, yes. Hey. Cheers.
To the Met, which can only get better.
To the Met.
To the Met.
The best.
And to Jean Hunt. The Gov.
Oh, the Gov. Yeah. To the Gov.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Gov. The Lion of Fenchurch East.
Come on, Luigi, get that champagne
there
on.
There you go, eh? Hope you enjoy it.
I'll enjoy it, my friend. Don't worry about that.
Remember how BBC One looked in the early 1980s with a spinning globe screensaver and more to download from bbc.co.uk/ashes to ashes.
Between you and me, Bowles, I've been wanting to do this for weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I just didn't know you felt the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Queen as I live and breathe.
That's my coat.
You left it in my flat. But come to think of it, that's not all you left behind.
Drake's been travel ever since she arrived in CID. She's poisoned the barrel.
Girl died last night because of you.
This is an outrage.
I made it quite clear to you, Drake. Either with me or against me.
Whoa!
Oh,
hello,
Bonnie. You right,
man? Go on, then.
Go on, then what?
I'll make a semi-decent woman of you. The non-bastard of him.
Are you proposing?
If he comes out Jean Genie pink. If not, you're on your own.